Hey, we are back recapping the BET 2018 Awards. We're going to go over the winners, we're going to go over the nominees, and we're going to let you know what we think, Animal Brown and myself, On Deck TV style, as we always do. Another brand new episode recapping the 2018 BET Awards. Also, for other shows on the network, you want to go check out RealVilleMedia.com.
You're right, man. RealVilleMedia.com. If you didn't know, it's not just us. It's a network. The network consists of four shows, okay? You got ours, that's one. You've got Full Sport Press, that's two. Then you've got The Ladies Room, that's three. And finally, you've got Fresh for Dummies. You can find out about all of those shows on RealVilleMedia.com. But for now, we're going to talk about this rap shit, man. Let's get to it. What it do, what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, man. This is episode 268.
Getting up there, 300 around the corner, 40 more episodes to go.
Yeah, man, give or take. Because I think this number is off. We really slick at
really
like 270.
Almost at 270 something. We could have like a 300 party.
Easy. That'd be dope.
They invite all the good, the 300, the On Deck 300.
I like that. I'm here for that. Let's do that. But follow your boy Animal_Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
I am Spike Lou on your favorite social medias. I don't believe you got Snapchat still.
Yeah, man, I lost my phone, got my phone, and I just sat there and debated.
Finally got your phone back.
Yeah, I'm back. I was debating if I should add Snapchat back on my shit. And I did.
And you did.
So follow your boy Animal_Brown, even though I never snap.
I'm due for an upgrade. You just lurk. You just creep on them.
Yeah, I'm just creeping.
I'm trying to think, should I get my upgrade or wait? Do you like the new iPhone?
It's cool, but I was going to wait, though. I wasn't going to get this shit until I just got tired of my old. You know when your shit start to slow down real stupid?
Mine was doing that, and I'm superbly pissed. I had it in my pocket and, like, bumped into a counter and the screen shattered in my pocket with the protector on.
I mean, you had dropped it 30 times before with the protector on.
Yeah, hey, it don't matter.
And this is the 31st.
That's what the protector for. That's what I buy it for, so I can drop it. So I'm really mad about that. I want to keep it. So I may have to go get that new iPhone. What'd you have up this weekend?
Man, it was slow motion like a motherfucking football. Of course, y'all saw the GOAT. And Rodgers pulled another rabbit out his ass.
I thought you were talking about Patrick Mahomes.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the fucking GOAT of the Green Bay fucking Packers.
Young Patrick Mahomes.
Shit.
How was NBA kickoff last night, since we are doing this a little late?
NBA was okay. I didn't watch much. I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards, which we'll be speaking on a little bit later. Yeah, but other than that, I didn't do much this weekend. Didn't hit the movies. Didn't do shit. I was resting my back. What about you?
I have a discovery out there for the good people of On Deck Land.
What's that?
Listen, for those of us who still indulge in eating animals, I did not know you could go to Chick-fil-A and get it crispy.
It crispy? What is it?
Like fried crispy, well done. Like I want my chicken crispy, black people style. Okay. I didn't know you could ask for that. So I'm fucking around with the dude in line. I was like, okay, yeah, get my sandwich crispy. You know, nice ass Chick-fil-A. Oh, crispy? Sure, well done, of course. I was like, wait, that's a thing? So it take a little bit longer.
Right.
But nigga, them crispy sandwiches? You got to get it well done from Chick-fil-A from now. You can't even eat it no other way. When you go to Chick-fil-A, get your nuggets, get your sandwich, well done. If you're in a black neighborhood, you call it crispy. Well done. If you like in your little white Chick-fil-A, crispy in the black Chick-fil-A.
And they're going to know what you're talking about.
Tough. It's all the Chick-fil-A. I couldn't figure it out from the app, though. I got to holler at my man, Jay Hove. He will second that on FSP on the upcoming episode. Crispy Chick-fil-A is where it's at. That was my discovery of the weekend other than sports.
Don't nobody eat Chick-fil-A no more.
Everybody eat Chick-fil-A. That's the crazy shit.
No, we about to get to some crazy shit. Pusha T and Drake. Round 20, I don't know. This is back on and popping.
Oh, this is back on and popping.
Yeah, man, and unless you've been living under a rock, then you heard about Drake's appearance on LeBron's show, The Shop. On the show, he gave a behind the scenes look at what went down with the beef between him and Pusha from his perspective. He said that Push got the info about his kid from Kanye after playing Kanye the March 14th track from Scorpion, and also sending him pictures of his kids. He then went on to say that rap beef has rules and that Push crossed the line when he went at 40. Now, new development, plot twist.
Yeah.
Pusha hopped on Joe Budden's podcast and said he actually got the info about the kid from a chick that he was messing with that knew 40.
Married Pusha T, right?
I mean, not that he was messing with, excuse me, you're right.
So this is 40's shy chick?
I don't know who this is to 40. Oh, okay. It's just some chick that he knows, and apparently he was pillow talking. And he told him about them going out to give the kid gifts and the whole Adidas line and all of that. So apparently he said that, and that's where Pusha got the info from. What do you think of these new developments?
You know what? I still think that Drake wins the war. Pusha T won the battle as far as the song. Drake is flogging when he said that the Adonai story was bad. Because it wasn't. It was good. That was good. He may have went too far to Drake. But in the general sense of things, as far as hip hop, that's what we're here for. I don't care if he don't like it. I don't care if he think it's too far on his end, but that's what we're here for. And with that being said, I believe Drake. I believe that he put his confidence in somebody like Kanye West, looking up to him, listening to the quote-unquote, I'm on my Quincy Jones shit. Drake is kind of a gullible dude. He's the type of dude that will fall for that, so I could see him sending pictures and stuff like that. Like, just from the brief interactions I've seen with 40 in interviews, he seemed like a quiet dude. And I'm not saying that he don't pillow talk.
Right.
But the information that came out in the Pusha T shit, that ain't came from no chick that was smashing with 40, in my opinion. But I think Pusha T lying about that just to cover up how much Ye actually gave him. Because at the end of the day, from how Drake is putting it and how it's playing out, Pusha T was a send out. You know what I'm saying? This was between Drake and this was between Ye.
Yeah.
And Ye was like, I know I can't do it, but I got a rapping ass nigga over here who can. So I ain't got the credibility.
True.
So I'm gonna get it to Push. Hey Push, guess what's going on? Then Drake say the line, it's over. We taking off with it. But what I will say is I gotta blame Drake for this. Like, you can't put your trust in a nigga like Kanye West. We've come to see, we've come to see, especially now, how crazy he is. But I've been saying it for a while. And if you a nigga like Drake, you don't usually do the things that you said you did. Don't do them for a nigga like Kanye West. Do not.
And this is where I hope that Pusha T is telling the truth.
Okay.
Because when I first watched The Shop, first of all, if you're not watching The Shop, you're bullshitting with yourself.
LeBron is a genius.
Get somebody's HBO code or crank that Fire Stick up. Because he's 2 for 2 out the gate. That's number one. Number two, I'm hoping that Pusha T is telling the truth. Because after I watched The Shop, I sat there and was looking at Ye in an even newer light.
That's your man's, too.
If he set that up and had Drake come out to Wyoming twice, had him write for him, gassed him up like he was going to do a project for him, then had him send the pictures of the kids, and then took all of that, scrapped the music, made it his own, and then sent the info to Pusha T, that would have been the wackest shit he's done all year on top of the MAGA hat and all. It would have been killing that. Because when you do the MAGA hat shit, I get it. You have an album coming out. You're on Saturday Night Live.
Get it. You deal with it, but you don't
I deal with it because you're doing this for promo.
Yeah.
But this behind the scenes fuck nigga shit, though, there's no promo with that. That's you being you. And if he's on some clown shit like that, then I can't stand
that. That's the straw that breaks
that's
the camel
the
back.
Straw.
Wow.
So I am hoping that Kanye has not completely lost himself. What you doing when cameras are around? That's one thing.
Yeah.
What you do when nothing is, when no cameras are around? That's how you really are.
Right. And
that's how I'm looking at it.
And I want to go deep into what you said, because I don't think that those are two separate situations, what he's doing with the MAGA hat, what he's doing and buffooning around in the White House, and the thing with Drake. Like, I don't think that those are two separate situations, and I go back to what I was saying about him needing real help.
Yeah.
Like, he may have called Drake in on a genuine thing and like, hey, bro, I'm really on this Quincy Jones shit. I really want to hear. Like, it may have been genuine. Drake may not have read it wrong.
Yeah.
But Kanye being off his meds, doing all this crazy wild shit, and they got nobody next to him telling him the right shit to do, go off on a tangent like, oh, no, I'm going to use this against Drake.
Yeah.
And like it all tie into like him just being all over the fucking place and no one knows what's going on with him. So I could see him doing this and it's starting in a good place. Him being on the Quincy Jones shit and then like going left.
That makes sense.
Hey Push, guess what I got? Like, and that's why I say like it's more dangerous than what we see with dude. Like something for real deal wrong with Kanye. And if somebody don't get in there and be like, hey bro, like you need to sit all the way down. You need to get all the way out the way. Fuck this album that's supposed to come out Black Friday. Fuck all of that. You need to sit all the way down and figure out like what you need with your meds, how you need to be acting out here, and like, cause Slick look dangerous.
That's true.
That shit looks scary in the White House, bro. Like I thought that shit was a Saturday Night Live skit.
Now listen, and we're gonna touch on this a little more with our On Deck of the Week a little bit later in the show. But the Kanye shit is wild. We're gonna get to that though.
Okay.
But the Drake situation. First of all, let's keep it a buck. Now that Pusha is coming out and he's talking about how he got the information from a girl, that's sounding real soap opera ish. Are we charting in the Chatty Patty territory, or have we been there? Like what would Dame say? That's your man's. Are we doing a little too much gossiping, rumor mill shit right now?
It is, and unfortunately, we know that's what moves the culture. The post on the shade room,
true.
Sitting like, and like I said, I love LeBron's show and I love the concept of it. But sitting there having, even then, Push going to Joe Budden's.
I wouldn't say the LeBron shit was the LeBron shit was them shooting the shit.
And
we had already thought that that's what happened because Joe Budden put that out a long time ago.
It is them shooting the shit, but the twist I'm saying on it is how you hide the Chatty Pattiness is Drake ain't got to do an interview now because now I can hide it in. I'm going to go sit in with LeBron. So it's way more comfortable for me. But the same thing getting pointed across, that's why I said LeBron's a genius. Like, you're going to get the same thing on a Breakfast Club interview that you're going to get from the shop, but it seems a lot more genuine. And, like, even me, I love Drake's music. I'm not the biggest Drake fan, but I felt sorry for him in that situation, sitting there looking at it. And I don't know if that would have happened on an Ebro Hot 97 or a Breakfast Club
video.
It's
a good PR move.
You know, because he talking to his friend. He was like, bro, I feel like I let you down.
Yeah, and that was real, though.
That was genuine.
Yeah.
This is a nigga that he look up to, that he respect, and him saying I ain't trying to move like that because I see how it's going to affect me in the future. I think that was smart by Drake. You can take that L.
No, that was a very good play because number one, just like he said in the story with Ye, Ye was like, bro, I know you normally don't play music for people. I know you don't. Drake is very guarded. You're not seeing him on Hot 97, on Breakfast Club, on any of that shit.
Yeah.
He's very calculated in his movements, and to see a little bit behind the curtain, so to speak, with him being candid with LeBron, which is what made that shit dope, because you traditionally don't see that, especially black males doing that shit. But that's
chopping
another story.
The shit I'm talking. And even furthermore, to the point, Kanye's crazy. If you did me like that, and then there's this rumor out here that I'm smashing your wife, you think I'm gonna come dead? No, nigga. I'm releasing a video. I ain't dead nothing. Let people think what they want. Like, Drake forever should want to catch the fade with Kanye West behind it. You dropped five albums around my date. You didn't even have a date.
Yeah, that was
your
that
music. So like, man, get the fuck out.
If
of
he
here,
did, it, man, listen. If he told him, nah, I'm not dropping till like October. Yeah, man, don't worry about that shit. And then you drop five albums on my date, I'm hot at you, man, forever.
Yeah, they got to square up.
Like that's the part that disappointed me with the Ye shit. Ye has gone on TV and said and done shit that's against the norm, against what the popular think is.
Yep.
He hasn't done fuck shit though on record that I am aware of off the top of my head.
Jay-Z sitting somewhere with a glass of wine in his leg crossed, like I told y'all.
Oh wait, you know what? That reminds me, he did do some bullshit because when he told Jay-Z don't send the killers at me, when that
Jay
was
like, I told you
that was trash.
And Jay is like, y'all asking me, am I gonna reconcile with this nigga?
Y'all
no.
think? Yeah, everybody's sitting back and tripping that damn 40 might be the mole in the camp. The big loser in this is Ye.
Of course.
Probably beyond this.
Of course.
Pusha album still fire. Yeah. Drake still won the year for the most part. Kanye's the loser
bad.
Right here.
Exactly. Like and then, like, you can't even blame a nigga like 40. He's gonna pillow talk. Like, he around all these bad bitches.
Yeah,
and
come on.
Get out of like, here, man. He's gonna spill his guts.
Hold on. Let's presume for a second that did happen, though.
Okay.
That's got to be super awkward, that next studio
when
meet.
He come in. And that's why, look, him and Drake are good friends, though.
They're super tight.
That I don't even necessarily think that can be awkward. You can flame him as soon as he come in the door because you know y'all friendship is stronger than that.
And like, he didn't tell Pusha directly.
Exactly. You're like, damn, bro. For, like, you can play around with it because it didn't ruin Drake of anything course, like that. Yeah. So I feel like they could play with it. Pause. A little bit.
It's still going to be a little tight. Somebody going to have to break the tension in the studio.
Yeah, you got to buy him a nice little roller or something. You got to come in bearing gifts. You know?
He's like, my bad, bro. I fucked up.
Exactly. You don't get that off.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Hold on, real quick, though. There's rules in rap beef, man. Stop saying that. Stop saying there's not fucking rules,
I will
dude.
Say that there are rules. They're just unwritten. But I will say that Pusha T didn't break any. I can talk about best friend, dude.
That's fair.
I can talk about your best friend being sick. You asked for this, my nigga. Don't be at, like, don't dodge. Don't do that Matrix shit now.
I'm saying.
Like, the mamas, the family, that's off limits.
You think so?
Yeah.
But Drake puts that out there in his shit, though. On every album, he say something about his mom and his dad
What Pusha T said about them being dead, I mean, like, him doing the same thing that they did. Like, I don't think that that's wrong, but if I'm blatantly disrespecting your moms or something like that, like,
you
I'm calling her a bitch. Your mom's ugly, nigga. I don't even know. Like, you can't do that. But like you said, since Drake put it out there in the mix of everything, how he put it out there, and, you know, I can see that. But, like, I don't think that what he did with 40 was over the line.
That's disputable. That's fair, though. But there's rules in rap. Like, nobody's going to talk about somebody's kids. Yeah. Like, nobody's talking about smacking up somebody. Like, shut up, dude. That we know that if somebody did that, we'd be looking at them like, bro, you wild. Like, come on. Yeah, y'all wild. Know that shit. Stop saying that.
But at the
man.
Same time, like we said, and Drake said it in the shop, like, you can't be like Drake, oh, shit, I didn't know it was going to get this far. Like, you have to expect that. And, like, Charlamagne had a good post this week. Like, you can't go to war with somebody and your 3 is their 10. Or your 10 is their 3. Because you on 10 and they only on level 3. So you done with it. They got 7 more levels to go.
But that doesn't mean they're not overdoing it or being petty.
In your world. In their world, they shit. This is it. This is how we get down.
That's true. So then if a nigga turn around and go 15, everybody's going to look at Drake like he was stupid. Right. That's my point. So no, you can't.
Yeah, so Drake got more to lose.
That's exactly. Yeah, so don't be like, oh, turn it up to 10 then, Drake. No.
No, it's what I'm saying.
You're
so
jump out of character.
And that's the thing. That goes with it too. Like, Drake, he ain't got a 10, but he doesn't need one. Drake don't need nuclear bombs. He is one himself.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got to come out and tell you what's in Pusha T's closet, my nigga. I can just say, Kiki, are you with me? And y'all going to forget about all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to go to 10. Like, I don't see a situation in hip-hop period where Drake would have to go to 10 to a nigga.
This was close, though. He was hot.
He was hot.
You could tell.
But, and to eat with that being said, he wasn't even really just hot at Pusha. He hot at Kanye.
He
might have said that punch
right.
you in the face shit
right.
about Pusha, but you really don't want that smoke. He want to punch Kanye in his face.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
True. All right, moving on, man. Billboard numbers are out for a couple of records that dropped last week. Lil Baby and Gunna did a very impressive 130K first week.
I told y'all niggas Lil Baby was away.
Oh, my God.
I told niggas this.
While on the other side, rap veteran T.I. did an underwhelming 32,000 first week.
Underwhelming.
Very. Oh, I know that's your man's.
Yes.
But should T.I. take this as a sign to hang up the mic?
No, absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
August, September, October 2001.
Okay.
August 2001. That's when T.I. dropped his first album.
Okay.
You know how many people? I'm going to just name some people that came out that year. Project Pat. You think he's selling 30,000?
I see your boy.
Silk the Shocker.
Oh, yeah. No Eve, Limit.
Eve.
I don't know about that.
Busy Bone.
I see your bone.
Trick Daddy.
See your T-double-D.
And I'm looking for the big names now. Okay. These are the big names. Yuck Mouth.
Stop.
KRS-One. Dog Pound.
It was quiet. 2001 was a dark time.
Well, no, these are people. Pastor Troy, Sticky Fingers, St. Lunatics. And my point to all of this is, if any one of these people put out an album today, they would not sell the album numbers that T.I. did. Mm-hmm. Jada Kiss is the only person in here. Kiss the Game Goodbye came out in 2001. He also dropped an album last year with Fab that did 33 the first week. So I say all of that to say T.I. has a higher profile than most of people his age or at this stature in rap. So the expectation is because I see him everywhere, he's going to sell 100,000 when that just ain't the case for the class of music or the class that he was in. He older. Only people like me that are true T.I. fans are going to buy it unless he got a song with Young Thug or unless he just got locked up behind the gun. Okay, so I don't think it's necessarily time for him to hang it up, but he can take less focus on the music.
He should
less
definitely
promo.
Hang it up.
This was a one-off. No, this was a one-off, so he ain't got no obligations. Okay. T.I. can still rap. If he did going your route, a seven song thing later on fire. Down the line, just stepping back in with us, letting us know how the King was doing on his activism shit. Like, T.I. can always go in that bag, and I say that because he can rap.
Yo, so, go. No, skill wise, he still has it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to sit here and act like numbers mean everything. They mean nothing, okay. To be honest.
Okay.
Because that 110 that Lil Baby and Gunna did does not mean they're not trash.
Yeah,
okay,
oh my God.
T.I. did 32. That does not mean he's whack. What I'm saying is, A, he needs to hang it up.
No.
Reason being, he should retire because the product that he's putting out is not what it was in 01.
Mm.
Like, it's not the same level of quality.
No one is, though.
You could argue Jay put some of his... No, Jay's
that's
still
it.
Cooking.
That's it, because if you go with the highest people and the best quality that year, you got the Great Depression DMX. We know where he's at.
Oh, my God.
You got Tupac.
He's in the Great Depression.
You got Tupac.
He's going to drop again.
That's going to do his number, because it's probably... You got Jay, like you said.
Yep.
D12, they did 372,000.
Eminem, too, though.
Ja Rule.
Eminem was out in 01.
No, he ain't got no album that year, though. I'm just telling you,
Lil Wayne
people
was
got
out
albums.
In 01.
Nah, I ain't have albums that year. These are the top albums of the year. DMX, Tupac, Jay-Z, D12, Ja Rule, Nas, Lil Bow Wow, Ludacris, Juvenile, Jadakiss. None of them selling 30,000 first week, with the exception of Jay-Z and Nas.
Okay, so
none of them.
That's a fair point. So he's doing well for his class, no doubt.
Okay, that's my only point.
No, that's fair. But here's the thing. He's also good in other avenues.
Yes.
He needs to be on TV more.
Yeah.
The Grand Hustle show on BET was dope.
Great.
It was slept on. Not a lot of people caught it. It was fire.
Man, you see they got a whack ass, like Brooklyn Hustle. I don't know.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna call it whack.
But nah,
it
look whack.
Straight off bite.
It look whack.
Jesus
The Brooklyn Hustle looks whack.
Huh.
He's bringing back Family Hustle.
Need that.
I'd be more interested to see what T.I. does on TV than what he drops on Apple Music. That's all I'm saying. He has that. So, like those other people, Project Pat not doing it on TV. You name Ja Rule. Ja Rule's not doing anything.
I wish he could do shit on TV. Ja
the majority of those people aren't doing anything. Ludacris finally made the decision to just give up on music and do TV
As he should have.
Just do Fast and the Furious every 2 years.
Thank you, Ludacris.
And host Fear Factor.
We appreciate it. Ludacris hosts Fear Factor?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm transition into your next life. That's what T.I. needs to do. He needs to hang up the mic. It's not saying that he can't rap. We know he can rap. I know the album was solid.
Yeah.
I get it. It was his his sixth or seventh best album? Okay.
Mm.
What are you doing this for, dude?
He
putting out these fly ass videos look good in the motherfucker, dude. Why? Good. Nobody's watching.
In his heart of heart, T.I. is a rapper. T.I. is a rapper. T.I. been rapping since he was 11.
T.I. is a hustler.
He's a rapper's rapper, but he is a good hustler as well. I think it's more on the selfish end from us, because we do enjoy the other side of T.I. so much.
Right.
I would rather see him more on TV, more in the acting roles, doing the other things. I agree with that. But I still also enjoy the music. And I think it's something that he could still do effortlessly and get a check.
Gotcha.
I ain't
got
to go sit on no set. I ain't got to wait no 4 months of production. I ain't going to the studio for 2 weeks. I'm going to give you 14 songs. Boom, bam, and I got a million. I don't care if y'all bad or whatever, but I'm still walking out of there with my bag. Because like I said, he in the one-offs now. I ain't
got
to do a 10, 11 album deal. You know, I can give me $500,000 for this one. I'm going to do it. So I agree with what you're saying 100%. I would like to see him more on Family Hustle, more. I want to see T.I. hosting some shit. You know, just movies.
Or producing some shit in the background.
All of that good stuff. But like I said, like you... The bag there, he gonna get it. Like you said, he'll hustle at the end of the day.
ATL comes on BET and that shit is still good. Like, where's ATL 2 at? Well, he might be too old looking for that. He still kind of looks the same.
Be in there, son.
His son could definitely be in there.
If he could have the son, that would be fire. Like, his son could be like the rich kid. How would a dude have gotten?
Nah, because he was in the. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, damn.
ATL, listen. First of all, let's go ahead and point out the obvious. Big Boy stole the show on ATL. He's funny in everything he be in. He was in, what's the shit earlier this year, man, with dude with the smooth hair? The little X did the movie?
Superfly.
Superfly.
Yeah.
Big Boy was in Superfly was fucking hilarious,
Speaking
dude.
Of Big Boy, he's looking for you and he got smoked because you caught that stink on your trash. I just heard that through the grapevine.
Man,
one of his homeboys told me, said, Big is looking for your partner because he caught that stink on your trash. I'm just going to let you know this. So be careful out here in these ATL streets.
Listen, I hate to break it to Big Boy.
I'm just telling you what he said.
I hate to break it to him. I don't want no smoke because my back hurt
right
now.
It's too late. He looking for you.
But that stank on you some gut. And if he was standing right here, I'd be like, bro, I fuck with you, but that stank on you some slaw.
He going to be like, Playboy. He going to do you like he did do it right to your head.
That nigga said, threw some money in my face. So disrespectful.
So disrespectful. Oh
shit,
that's funny. But hey, let's not gloss over Lil Baby. You hating on Lil Baby? I don't know nothing about Gunna too much. But Lil Baby is the wave, dude. You have to.
Now he's popular, no doubt. I'm not saying nobody's listening to him. Okay. Like he's clearly popular. That number what was it? 130. 130 was super impressive. Yeah. Like Mo Power to them. But man, I cannot listen to that shit. I gave it 4 songs and got the fuck out of there quickly. Slam dunk that shit in my Apple Music trash. Nigga, oh, Dominique shit. Windmill shit.
That's how niggas like you get trampled at Lil Wayne show. That's why you ain't up on the wave, nigga. You can't keep up, nigga.
That shit garbage.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. Moving on. Remember the Charlotte shooting that Young Dolph was the target of about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Those 100 shots that Dolph had taken apparently have been linked to someone now. Howard Keon Wright has been sentenced to 10 to 14 years for the shooting. He took a plea deal instead of going to trial. Wright, coincidentally, was the road manager and VP of CMG, which of course is Yo Gotti's label. Yikes. Should Yo Gotti eat some of the blame for this?
Hell no. I'm Yo Gotti. I'm with Roc Nation. I'm ashamed. Like I literally think Yo Gotti didn't know anything about this. I believe him when he says, "I don't got time for Dolph." Like Yo Gotti's in a different circle from this.
Stop.
In my opinion, this dude Keon probably put everything in effect and commission. Yo Gotti gonna make sure that he's took care of, and I'm sure he's not gonna do that for 10 to 14, which is why they took the plea deal. So he'll get out on good time, maybe 5 to 7 years. Mm. Come home to a bag. He'll be okay. I don't think personally though Yo Gotti had anything to do with it, because I think Yo Gotti is too smart to move that way.
I do too.
And if he did, he ain't say nothing about it. It was just you know what it is.
This is why this is disappointing. Mm-hmm. This is his road manager. The road manager is in your hip pocket when you're a Yo Gotti or when you're an artist of that stature, because he's getting 40, 50, 60 a show. Road manager right there. He the one making sure you get that bread.
Yeah, he makes sure you get your bread. He makes sure all the rooms are booked. He makes sure everybody there. He makes sure you get that shit on time, the venues correct. The
all
road
manager of that
essentially is your operations person.
Exact. So they're tight. He got his number on speed dial and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But there's no way in the world that Yo Gotti did not know this went down. And I'd be super disappointed, because I give Gotti more credit than I would the average rapper for a business person. Because Yo Gotti obviously knows what he's doing out here. He's always had a business mindset. Even when we met him a long way before down in the DMs and all that shit, way before that, we was in Yo Gotti had the big slab.
Yeah.
Big dog slab on the
three
white
studios,
side of town in Memphis. Yeah.
Three studios,
pool table, iced up, the whole nine. And who knows where all of that came from, but you could tell his mindset was on making it big in music and making the right plays. And this is so not the right play to make that call. So I hope he didn't have nothing to do with that shit, because that's just a bad look. But it don't look like no heat on him, though. They haven't mentioned him at all, really, in none of this shit.
Nah, not other than him being the road manager. And when you say no about it, I will put the scenario like this. This dude, Keon, is probably very close with Yo Gotti, which is how he got this position of being road manager. So conversations were probably being had around the time that Dolph start bullshitting.
Right.
So Yo Gotti didn't directly tell him, "Hey, my nigga, go shoot up they truck."
Okay.
But this guy, being the operations guy, took it amongst himself to make some phone calls and to make some things happen that he felt like Gotti would approve of.
And it was two others too.
Like they were able to flip them other two guys and then connect Keon in with setting everything up. But I don't necessarily think that Yo Gotti went and told him to do it. Just probably conversations like, "I want this handled," or "I'm tired of this nigga bullshitting," and him taking upon himself to do what he felt fit for it to happen, where Yo Gotti would be cool. That's what I think happened.
That's ugly though. I hate that,
these niggas from the streets though. Like, this is how it happens. And that's why I say Dolph can play as much as you want to, and you can put out these 100 shot songs and all of this
Bulletproof
stuff.
Bulletproof album.
You can do all of that. But he from Memphis. Yo Gotti from Memphis. I'm sure this Keon dude is from Memphis. We know how Memphis niggas get down. So if you Dolph, you asking for this. You know these niggas ain't finna come rapping at you, dude. Like, that ain't what's finna happen. What's finna happen is your tour bus is gonna get shot up 100 times. You disrespecting they boss. That's how they eat.
Yeah.
So I ain't necessarily saying that God, it was like, hey, y'all niggas go shoot this up, like I said, but they sitting around, they know the mood, like he was talking about with 40 and Drake.
Yep.
He in the studio as a road manager. He sees his boss pissed off. He the nigga that can do something about it that everybody don't know. I got a couple niggas still out in the street. Hey, y'all, man, whoop de whoop, do this. Y'all gonna do this? Okay, cool.
Right.
They flipped them niggas. Something else got caught in the side. Go back to him. But I don't think God had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that shit crazy. I seen Dolph on Hot 97.
He ain't still talking about God, is he?
Nah, but they alluded to this, but didn't actually, like, say names and stuff. They just asked him how he was doing. Was the beef done?
What he
stuff
say?
Like that. He kind of danced around it.
Yes, he really chilled out. Like, and that's how I know. Like,
yeah, he danced around.
Yeah, I know that he know that it got too real. Because he first he was full-fledged. Like, oh, fuck that big head nigga. Woot de woot. Your
baby mama.
Yeah, all of that shit. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You ain't doing that now.
Nah, it's quiet now.
Yeah, like, relax, nigga.
Yeah.
So, I guess his point got across. Yo, goddess. I guess he got his point across.
Man, moving on before we hit this music break, man. 50 Cent. Back in the news again.
Wow.
He has inked a 4-year deal with Stars for 150 M's. Shit.
I thought they didn't like him over there.
Woo. Man, if they don't like him, then I hate to see what they do for motherfuckers they fuck with. The premium cable channel cut the check, which will allow 50 and his G-Unit film television company to deliver original content like his hit show Power. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
This is only a big deal when the BMF shit is done, finalized, out of production. We got a date on it. It is rolling out. They starting to do the previews. That's the only thing that I care about that 50 Cent is doing right now. I hope he don't fuck this up. I hope it's good. I don't want it to be anything like Power. I'm one of the few people that don't watch Power. I'm not a fan. People don't want to admit that the writing is awful on that show. I witnessed it in the 3 seasons that I did watch it. But with that being said, I hope with this money that he's able to hire the most outstanding drama making team out there. Whoever you have to get for this BMF shit,
right?
Go get them. Spend this whole 150 on that. I don't need another show. I don't need one of them fake comedy sketch things that you do. I don't want to see 50 Cent boxing. I don't want to see a talk. Nothing. Just get this BMF shit right. That's all I ask of him.
Listen, first off. Okay, let's get the first. It's a little deal. Number one, congrats on the deal. More power to 50. No pun intended. But it's a joint venture between Stars, Lionsgate, and his G Unit company. That's good for up to 150.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of moving parts that go along with that. But like you said, they've got two projects going on right now that they're working on. Black Mafia Family and some show called Vanguard. I have no fucking idea what that is. Black Mafia Family has been talked about for about, what, 4 years now?
If not longer.
That's coming soon, like Down South Hustlers Part 2. And after a while, I'm afraid people, A, won't care because someone will do some dope hood shit either in TV or film that will beat BMF to the punch. First of all, we need Meech to co-sign. Is Meech co-signing this?
Yeah, and that's the only reason why I say that. If Meech is involved, then I'm definitely 100% with that.
Okay.
And I think that he is. I think that it was signed off on with him and 50 working together as far as the Instagram posts and the shit that they were floating out there. But it has been a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't need the sketch 50 Central shit that he did on BET. It was terrible.
Get shit out of here.
We don't want that. I don't know how 50. Like, what's the best movie he's acted in? Like, I don't even
Get
know.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
That
was because he didn't have to act.
You're right. But like, I feel like he's eating off this kind of one hit. He's a one hit wonder on this TV shit, TV and film shit,
right?
And that's Power, because people do watch it. I don't watch it. I fell off after season 2, but I don't watch it. People that I know that know TV say it's some slaw now.
Yeah, 100%.
But everybody that's kind of already invested and don't want to give up now, they're in too deep. They're still watching it just because they don't want to feel like their last 3 years have been wasted.
Man, I get out of there on the show in a second.
I get out of there too. I ain't gonna lie.
For those of y'all that are wondering about the reason that BMF is such a big deal, it was very influential in the Atlanta scene, Jeezy's upcoming, and just far as Black Mafia Family and how far they tied back. black organized crime, not to promote it or anything, but just to put a face or a microscope on what Big Meech did and his influence on the culture. So that's why it would be a very important project to kind of show a light on what happened there.
Yeah, and it's the underdog beating the system. You know
underdog
what I'm saying?
Beating the system. It's the black, like you said, hood story, almost like a black godfather right. type story.
So and it's intriguing.
If done well, it could be done, and it's based on a true story. That's the only advantage I think it would have over a show like The Chi or a show like Snowfall. Powell. Even though Snowfall is loosely based on a true story, you got BMF to supposed to be right out of Meech's mouth. So that's the significance, and that's why that would probably be the biggest focus. Because if you get that right, that's like legacy. That's like,
all right,
you got Powell and you got this. But if you fumble that and it's some TLC shit.
Yeah, but do we need that? Do we got Snowfall though, bro? And Snowfall is crack.
And that's, we were talking about that, you and I think somebody else, that we do need that because the stories are always, when you're talking about that era, they always stop or end at a certain point. I don't know if I was talking about that with you. But
that's true. The 90s have gotten skipped.
It ends at the, yeah, exactly.
Late 90s,
you get
early
to the point where they started making crack and motherfuckers started selling it and then motherfuckers started going to jail for it, but they didn't get that 90s era after that.
Right, I agree.
And that's Meech. That's what you can make something bigger.
That's a good point.
That would be right after the Snowfall shit, right after Rick Ross goes to jail.
Right.
What happens then? That's where you would
that's
be
a
able
good
to
point.
Eat on.
Yeah, now they can live off. They have Monte Carlos
man,
in there and
listen,
shit.
Like
90s, 2000s,
no limit,
shit.
All of that shit, that man. Come on, dog. Like The Wire, very had a Ooh. Little bit with the FUBU and,
true.
You know,
that's
like
East
shit
Coast,
like
though.
That. Exactly. But if you was doing on the West Coast and down South, like where Meech was at,
yeah, that'd be crack.
That's a whole new, like, thing to open up.
Do we care about this 150 number that we know is
nah,
probably nowhere near
no.
that?
I never believe in the number put on 50 deal.
Hey, dude.
Never.
When I found that shit out about the vitamin water, the real numbers behind that.
Tell people again.
I was like, man, it kind of lets me down, though, man. I don't want to, like, ruin nobody's Christmas telling people Santa Claus is not real and shit.
But
the 50 deal, if y'all remember, like, the big deal was that he owned 10% of the vitamin water company.
Mm-hmm.
And the vitamin water company got bought by Pepsi or Coke, I can't remember, for $40 billion. Right,
and niggas thought 50.
I mean, excuse me, $4 billion.
Yeah, niggas thought 50 had $400 million.
10% of
that.
Deal. Yes, and he never actually came out and said a specific number, but when outlets ran with that, he didn't turn it down.
Right.
Well, it turns out that the company Vitamin Water was purchased previously for $40 million dollars. I mean, excuse me. No, they were purchased for $400 million before the
they
Pepsi
were
deal
for $1 billion.
So.
And it's Coke.
Coke. Okay, I'm sorry. So that before Coke bought it, somebody else bought it for $400 million. 50 got 10% of that, which was $40 million. Now, look,
that
again.
Ain't sneeze at, exactly.
Listen, we're not going to play no games. $40 million is a nice bag.
Right.
But.
It ain't $400 million.
In his contract, it diluted his shares of the company after a sale was made. So when Coke came along and bought it for $4 billion, his worth in the company was damn near nothing.
It's
so
0.1%.
Yeah, 0.00000.1.
Yeah,
so
he probably got a check from that, but it wasn't.
And they weren't nowhere near what people thought it was. But you run with that when you're in a position like 50, because hey, I'm not going to tell you otherwise. Forbes is all these people are talking about it. So fuck it, it got to be true.
Exactly.
So that's why when I see these numbers, there's usually a little bit more to it,
especially with 50.
Especially with 50 Cent. But
did
no hating,
see,
though.
Did you see he was trying to fight Habib?
I saw that. Was it? He offered what? $2 million?
Some money he ain't got. He offered. Nah, fucking.
This check ain't clear yet.
They right. Habib ain't going. Like, nah, bro, we good. My people over here, we good. I'm going to stay at the UFC. They check's clear.
All right, man, let's get to this music break. Your boy Future is back. He's got a collab project with Juice WRLD. Okay,
what?
Should be interesting. They have a new single called Fine China. Let's hear it. It's her body or nobody. I refuse to compromise. So if she leaves, I'ma kill it all. She'll die. Did I say that out loud? I'm so crazy about mine.
Send your location, I can't think. I done fell in love twice, but I gotta be lying, cause I'm living 10 lives, I go crazy about mine, eh.
Shorty like a $1,000 plate, fine china. Tell her that she beautiful every day, I remind her. And I jump in a pussy like a lake, I'm a diver.
Alright man, that was Juice WRLD and Future, Fine China. Their collab tape should be dropping any day now. How you feel about that?
I am a big Juice WRLD fan, so I think I'm passing on that.
But you're a big Future fan, though. It's your guy.
Not a big Future fan. I ain't listened to Future in a long time, man. Like I got out of there on Future Hendrix. But just reading up a little bit on this guy, Juice WRLD. He's born in 1998, which is amazing to me.
I remember 98 like it was yesterday.
I was banging No Limit in the old school. Ragged the one, but it was old. So he was from Chicago. He was born in 1998. He gets his name Juice WRLD because he's a big Tupac fan, and he took it from the movie Juice.
I can respect that he's a fan of Tupac, born in 98, though.
I can, too. That's dope.
I find it interesting. This is another one of those kind of old school, new school collabs, like Styles P and Davies. Future's older. He's like 35. He about to turn 35, 36. Yes. So him doing something with a young boy like this, I find that interesting. I don't know what the connection is. I didn't know they knew each other, hung out.
A label thing.
Probably some label politics behind this made this happen. But hey, man, y'all have fun with that Juice WRLD Future shit, though.
Yeah, y'all let us know how that sound.
Yeah.
What's my man name?
That ain't gonna be nothing.
Somebody let us know how that sounds.
All right, man, on to these BET Hip Hop Awards. They aired last night down in Miami. They didn't do it in the A this year. That's horse shit. What kind of shit is that? They did it in Miami, and they have a number of categories. First of all, I watched this last night.
No way you
watched it. It was whack. They actually showed maybe four of the categories, and the reason they did that is because none of the nominees were there in attendance. I don't know how the fuck they keep doing these award shows when nobody shows up, dude. They showed DJ Khaled 17 times, and that was out of
the most famous person now.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They showed Busta Rhymes 17 times, but they did have categories and they did have winners. We'll pick a few of these, see if they got it right. We're not gonna go over all of them because it's not that deep. And plus, some shit like Album of the Year, that's gonna fuck up our list, so we can't answer that. But I'm going to kick off the first one, though. Best hip-hop video.
Best hip-hop video.
Nominees were Cardi B, I Like It, Childish Gambino, This Is America, Drake, God's Plan, Kendrick Lamar, Loyalty, and Migos, Walk It, Talk It. Childish Gambino, This Is America 1.
Yes. I feel like that was... If I'm BET...
Did they get that right?
No. If I'm BET, mine has to be the Migos, Walk It Like I Talk It, just for... The no to a Soul Train, black culture is playing on what we doing here. I get the whole Childish Gambino, This Is America thing. I feel like the Summertime Paradise or whatever the name of it, I feel like that was a much better video.
That video was dope too.
But I'm going with Migos, Walking Like I Talk It, just for the BET factor. What you got?
I gotta go Drake's God's Plan.
Of course you do.
Just for the fear, I mean, just for the sheer fact that after when I watched it, I cried thug tears at the end. Yeah, everybody did.
Like a This Is Us episode.
Absolutely. Plus it was a dope concept, and it flipped the script on what people traditionally see in a rap video with money. Mm-hmm. He flipped it and, you know, did charitable works and shit. So it was just a dope, I mean, I just thought it was a dope video. So was Migos. That shit was dope. Childish Gambino shit was dope.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I don't know why Cardi B video is in this. I didn't even see that.
Because it's Cardi B.
Hey,
what is that the one like the Living Color?
Nah, that was her and Bruno Mars.
I don't know why that shit.
But that was dope. That was dope, though.
Yeah, that should have been here.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, too, they knew, which I'm sure you watched with Childish Gambino there.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get this in.
None of these people in this category was there.
That's some slog.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cardi B was there. I'm tripping. She was there.
I wonder, did they give her $300,000? She said that's what it's taking for her to move, right?
I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered, did she get that?
I doubt that, though.
All right, we're doing Hot Ticket Performer next. Or you?
What does that even mean?
I mean, the hottest name in the game. This shouldn't even be a category. Like, hot, dude, it's the Drake and you walk off,
yeah,
right?
That's...
Like, this is not even a question, dude.
You got to. Especially over the names in here. It's these are the same names that were in the other category, yeah, dude. True. Cardi B, Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar.
Travis Scott.
Aaron. And then Travis Scott instead of Migos. And Drake won. That's
if
whack.
Cardi hadn't had the fight with Nicki, you think she could have won this?
Nah, man, Drake been dominating.
She's second, though, right?
I'll give her that though.
Yeah, she's second, right?
Yeah, Kendrick didn't even drop this year, so he can only be but so. Well, he did the What's Name soundtrack though.
I was gonna say, yeah.
The Black Panther soundtrack. Hmm. He was visible this year, but him not having a solo album and these other people did, except Childish Gambino, he ain't have one either.
You think we're gonna get an album from Kendrick before the year's out, don't you?
I did originally think that, but that leak got me thinking otherwise, though. Mm. I'm thinking people thought that that was going to be it, and that was old, so gotcha. Y'all can cancel that. Mm. Skip album of the year, skip video director of the year, lyricist of the year. Okay. Childish Gambino.
Why is Childish Gambino on this list? Yeah, can I ask that?
That's stupid. Right. Childish Gambino, Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Travis Scott.
This list, like,
you see what I'm saying?
You got to go in here. And this is part of the reason why you don't get a lot of people to come to the BET Awards, because you put out a category like this and then you have these people in this category. You should do this and just have some real spitters in here. You know what I'm saying? Because at least they going to come.
That's true.
You ain't got to do it for the name in this category. People going to have the names in other categories. Just have some niggas like for real deal rap. Like, Conway and West Side Gun, like,
that'd be hard.
Rap, and that would be dope to let them get a little moment in there, dude.
Like, yeah, Childish Gambino, the lyricist of the year, is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Even Drake, and I ain't saying Drake got bars, but like, I ain't putting him in the lyricist of the year.
That's a
like,
fact.
Come on, man.
Kendrick Lamar ended up winning. Did they get that right?
No,
at least
he ain't even got an album out this year. Like, come on. Category with some Travis Scott. Come on,
yeah,
dude.
They tripping.
J. Cole wins this in a wash.
That's a fact. Yeah, I was going to say Jay-Z, though, because he was spitting on that album.
Jay could have been on here.
He was
just like, he had the old school, new school shit. Like, yeah, just have some people that can rap for real on here.
Travis Scott, lyricist of the year, is hilarious.
That's crazy.
What's another one, man?
Best collab, duo, or group.
Okay.
I think it was an interesting one. We had 21 and Offset, Metro Boomin, Ric Flair drop.
That was a big hit.
We had Black Boy, Jay-Z, and Drake, Look Alive.
Black Boy, Jay-Z, or JB?
JB, yeah, absolutely. Cardi B, I Like It, featuring Bad Bunny and J Balvin.
Oh, God.
Post Malone, Rockstar, featuring 21 Savage.
That's
and
a big record.
The Carters, Ape Shit walked away with the award. Who do you think should have took that?
This should have been, Big Bank, YG, Big Ooh. Sean, 2 Chainz, and Nicki Minaj. That was a big record. That should have took that one. They should have had that in there somewhere.
I agree. I'm going with the Block Boy, JB, and Drake. If we're picking from this category, I like to Look Alive. The dance absolutely
Facts.
Took off. And we did an episode about it. We always said that you accompany a cool song with a dope dance, you're at least going to have one hit for the rest of your life. Preference Soulja Boy. See Soulja Boy.
That's a throwback episode.
Right.
Shit.
Exactly.
We did do that a couple years ago.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm giving this to Block Boy, JB. If I'm BET, the only awards that I'm giving the Carters, Jay-Z, or Beyonce is like Lifetime Achievement Awards. I can't come in here racking up on all the categories and shit like that. They should show up, do Lifetime Achievement, maybe give away an award to a younger artist or some shit like that.
That'd be dope.
I'm not giving it.
They're not showing up, let's be clear, though.
That's true. They should. I just feel like people should want to go to the BET Awards. And I know I had a rant about this on last year's episode as far as what they could do to get people there and to make this a bigger event, but when you have dumb shit like this in the categories, it kind of take away from the credibility of it. So first, the first thing I feel like they should do is work on the credibility of the awards.
Agreed.
And that's what's going to get Jay-Z in the building. And like, black people should wake up and be looking forward to the BET Awards, like from a performance standpoint, from like a legacy standpoint where you Jay-Z, and even from fan standpoint, presenters, whatever it may be, it should be a big ass deal.
Like, who's voting on this?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Don't
like,
even
it should be a big deal. Like, it should be like
a
like you got the Oscars committee, the BET Awards
the
committee. Yeah, like all of that. We need to make this a big deal.
I agree. All right, I like the let's do producer of the year. They got categories: Ben Billions, DJ Esco, DJ Mustard. I didn't know DJ Esco was a producer. I'm gonna be a. I just thought it was a DJ. Metro Boomin and Pharrell. Pharrell won.
Cheat code.
Producer of the year.
And that's what take away from the credibility again. One, you don't even got Southside on here.
Where's Tay Keith?
Tay Key.
Where is he at?
Like, and these young guys have been doing their thing. And not to say Pharrell don't make dope beats, but you don't give this award to him. You have him present the award.
That'll be hard.
You have him shaking DJ Mustard hand and have that photo op right there of Metro Boomin.
That'll be dope.
Like, come on, man.
It should have been Tay Keith, dude. He's been running the radio all year.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Come on now. BET, do better.
Do better. Y'all need to get us in there on that board. We will let you know our prices. Just reach out.
Absolutely.
We got you.
What you got?
Producer of the year, best club duo. Let's do that best new hip-hop artist.
Okay.
Block Boy JB.
Okay.
Juice WRLD, the aforementioned. Lil Baby. Rich the Kid. And your man's XXXTentacion.
Right.
Who do you... Well, XXXTentacion wins. Oh, you think that was correct?
I do. Just for a few reasons.
It's only because he passed away.
No, that's not true. Because he put out work. He put work out this year, and he put work out late last year that did well. They both did well on the charts. He had songs on the radio. And that's not to say that Lil Baby's ascension just happened this year. Rich the Kid, he had a hot single, but that was mainly because Kendrick Lamar was on it.
That plug walk. You forgot about that.
I mean, that was his too. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. They're all warranted to be in the category.
Right.
But I'm not mad that X won. I think him passing away did kind of put it over the top. And it was good to see his mom there too.
If he hadn't passed away and he was still dealing with that whole case thing,
He wouldn't even been in the category.
Yeah, I think this goes to Lil Baby or Rich the Kid. Probably Rich the Kid because he had the plug walk though.
That's true. No, that's fair. His mom was there. She was mad young.
XX mom.
Yeah.
She was young.
She was super like, young, dude. Wow. And then of course they did the Cypher too, and I saw the Vic Mensa part.
What did you think about that? What happened?
He said your favorite rapper is a wife beater or some shit he said. But it wasn't, I didn't catch the specific line where people knew exactly they were talking about X.
They probably cut it out.
That's a good point. They may have edited that shit out. But I mean, overall the Cyphers were trash though. Now I'll give them props. So they had lesser known people in the Cyphers. Mm. So okay, that's cool. You're giving some young people some shine. But dog,
and that used to be what you was going to the BET Awards
was the Cyphers, because they used to have big dogs in them. Remember they had the Good Music Cypher, Sci-Hi, Pusha,
the Slaughterhouse,
Big Sean, at Slaughterhouse with M. Like they've had some Cyphers now, but you're gonna need names for that shit.
Yeah,
and if you're gonna roll the dice with a new school group, then you need to label it a new school, man. Yeah. They better be hard.
Exactly.
Other than that, Vic Mensa bodied it, but so did what's my man name? YBN Cordae, he murdered it.
Did he? That's my boy. I fuck with him, YBN.
He ripped it. And Nick Grant ripped it too. Blockboy was terrible. Grant. Casanova was terrible.
I can see that. That's all that.
Terrible.
Let's do a couple more of these I want to talk about, and then we can go ahead. Best mixtape.
Okay.
What do you think about? Blockboy JB's Semi.
Okay.
Future, Beast Mode 2, Juicy J, Shut the Fuck Up.
Shut the fuck up.
Lil Wayne, Dedication 6, Reloaded. Zoe Dollaz, Sorry Not Sorry. Did you hear that Zoe Dollaz?
I did not. He only got on here because he's from Miami.
I was wondering what was going on there.
The
winner was Blockboy JB with Semi. I feel like they felt like they had to give him an award. Was he there?
Damn, was Blockboy there? I think he was.
He had to do the dance. You got to give him an award. Best mixtape may as well be it.
I think he was there.
They
should have went to Beast Mode 2, though. That Beast Mode 2 solid.
You get at the Future here, though? If I'm Future, you're not even putting me in this category.
He's still putting out mixtapes. Stop putting out mixtapes.
Don't disrespect me putting me in no category with Blockboy JB.
That was a good tape,
Juicy J and Zoe Dollaz.
That was a good tape, man. I'm not mad at that.
Is that what you're picking? Let me see. Is that another mixtape that I like?
It's so hard to determine what's a mixtape and what's an album. Like, it's not even, I'm not even going to sit here and try.
Yeah,
I'm just going to run with that Future.
I'm going to go with that Future Beast Mode. All right. Anything else you see?
Let's do Impact Track.
Okay.
They had This Is America, Childish Gambino, Dej Loaf, and Leon Bridges, Liberated.
How?
What?
How, Sway? How am I supposed to do that, Sway?
Listen, how is this an Impact track and I ain't even heard it?
You know who Leon Bridges is?
No, who is that?
You remember this show.
I know one Leon.
That's funny. You remember this show came on HBO, Pretty Little Lies, I put you on?
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies, yeah.
Yeah, that was shit.
I'm a victim of love. The young girl just listened to all that old school shit.
Yeah.
It was one of those songs. He sang Leon Bridges, Victim of Love is banging. I do know that, but I've never heard him and Dej Loaf song.
Well,
long story short.
Well, hey, there.
Is this like a church category? What's Lecrae?
Oh, Lecrae, I'll Find You.
Because Leon Bridges do gospel too.
Meek Mill, Stay Woke, and Nerd 1000.
Maybe that's something that we don't know about this category.
Well, then don't call it.
What does Impact Track mean? Is this most popular track? Is this song that meant something that had an impact
shit
in the community? Like, what's going on here?
Well, they gave Childish Gambino This Is America the winner.
Why?
Then I guess that won.
I don't know what it means.
That had the best.
Had the best impact. If it's an impact video, then yes. You don't even listen to that song if you ain't watching the video.
You might because you
a Childish Gambino fan.
They play the song on the radio.
Do they?
Yeah, they used to. I mean, it's over now.
Shout out Lecrae, man.
Shout out Lecrae.
And Tori Kelly.
I haven't heard of three of these.
I don't know what any of this means. Sweet 16, the best featured verse. We got 21 Savage, Bartier, Cardi. I don't even remember that verse.
21.
Cardi B, Motorsport.
Okay.
Drake, Look Alive.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar, New Freezer.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, Big Bank. Cardi B won with Motorsport, by the way.
She ripped that. I'm not mad at that. Drake Look Alive should have happened. That should have won strictly because of the Project Pat bars.
They got the wrong 21 Savage song. They should have did that Rockstar.
Yeah, he was terrible on them.
They killed it. No. Rockstar.
Garbage.
Just like that.
No, Drake Look Alive.
I'm mad at you.
That should have won. He ripped that. That's a dope verse. Nicki ripped that Big Bank too, though.
I think they did that Motorsport just to fuck with Nicki.
just because Cardi came to the wasn't and they knew she was coming. So they were like, man, we're going to throw you a couple of these because she don't want like three or four.
If you BET, would you have gave Cardi $300,000 for the
come? Like, that's most of your budget.
I was going to say, you're going to max out the budget, but you're doing it.
I guess. Because she was on stage like twerking while she was rapping and shit. Yeah, that was the highlight of the
evening. She got that post baby twerk out there.
She did. While she was rapping, I was impressed.
All right, I have to look back over some of those videos.
One more, man. Let's do what are we doing? Hustler of the Year. Cardi B, DJ Khaled, Drake, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, and Travis Scott. The winner was Cardi B.
That's great. I'll give her that.
Yeah. That's easy. I ain't mad at that.
Well, DJ Khaled would have got it last year.
Maybe. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Drake just too big for the awards. Yeah, he ain't even got a hustle no more.
Kendrick Lamar.
I haven't seen Kendrick this year.
I give Kendrick you know what? I give him props because he did good work on the soundtrack. He didn't drop the ball on the Black Panther soundtrack.
Right.
That's actually banging. And he's put out a couple of shoes this year with Nike. It's a decent little collab with their Cortez. So he's been hustling.
Yeah, I've heard the rhetoric that Kendrick doesn't do everything else that the top rappers do, and he's still mentioned, and that's a lie.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like what you just said, the shoes, the promo, like he's a relatively quiet guy, but he do the same shit that Drake do.
Yeah, he does.
Like he put the shoes out, like he dropped the feature every now and then with the big guys.
Tours.
Like,
and
Kendrick tried to act like he ain't with that shit, but he with the shit. He with the promo and all the media shit that he tries to act like he ain't with.
The difference is he's not on social media heavy. That's the
Kendrick
difference.
Kendrick ain't got no Instagram.
Man, who the hell follows Kendrick Lamar on Instagram? He probably got three pictures.
Question. I don't even know if he got it. Kendrick Lamar got an Instagram. That's y'all let us know what I'm saying? In the rap chat, man.
Drake does, and he posts 10 times a day.
I made the mistake of following Drake like 2-3 days after the shot.
For sure.
I said, okay, I'm going to follow Drake now.
Yeah, you're a stan now.
No, I'm going to follow him. And that was a mistake.
Too, though.
I mean, post pictures like who has time to do all of this?
He's shaking it.
I had to get out of there.
All right. The concert pictures be looking
like,
dope.
You know what? The one with him, Travis Scott, and LeBron on stage.
Killing.
That was hard. That was hard. But that's all I need from you for the day, bro. Just know when you good for the day. You drop that on that day. You ain't got to put no more Instagram pics up, bro. Just give me some more throughout the week. That nigga give you like 10. You see that? You're like, okay, that's hard. Then he keeps you like, all right. Okay, I get it, my nigga. You shaking it, bro. I get it. I had to follow. That's why I don't follow Money Mayweather. I had to get out of there.
He go too hard, though.
Get out of there.
He was on a plane with the stacks on the guy's private jet.
You know you shaking IG when you got to cut the comments off. This nigga don't even got comments on his shit.
He probably don't even put no
can't read them. No way.
Ba-doom-ting. He probably don't put no captions. You got to have good captions, dude.
That's true.
You got to have a fly-ass picture and a clever caption. If you're not doing one of those or both, I'm not fucking with you.
That is true.
That's what make Fab shit so
captions
hard.
Captions make it. Yeah, that is true. All right. Speaking of Fab, you know he got indicted.
Yeah. Are these new charges or original ones?
The person, Emily, I'm assuming, didn't press charges, but the state decided to press charges, which means they had enough information to do it without using her. So either her dad's going to be a witness, the video is going to be probably used. So they're just trying to run Fab some money. He got to just pay to get up out of there.
He need to do something, though. The year almost up. That summertime shootout 3. We've been talking about that for a minute.
It's never coming out. I told y'all this. I told y'all when y'all thought it was coming out on Valentine's Day 2 years ago.
He bullshitting.
Shit still ain't dropped.
He bullshitting with himself. Fab be moving, though. I follow him.
Fab,
he got a show every day.
That's why he ain't doing summertime shootout. I can go get 20 bands every night. I ain't doing nothing.
He got a show every damn day.
Yeah, Fab moves.
All right, man. Music break number 2. Joyner Lucas has a new project dropping this week. He's got a new song to go along with the project called I Love. Huh. All right, let's see what Joyner Lucas is hitting on, man. Let's hear it.
When they think I ain't cool, cause I'm sober. You used to love when we was down, we was closer. Yeah, yeah. But I stopped loving ever since I got fucked over. Hold on, call me, I don't know you. You gotta keep that same energy. I'm not no regular entity. I'm not your friend, I'm your enemy. I don't know what's gotten into me. Lately, I'm just feeling finicky. Lately, I just want the cake and the greatest amenities. Lately, I ain't got no sympathy. Aim at the industry. This ain't the way that they picture me. What's your identity? I guess I'm lying to mom. I keep my nine in the jar. All of y'all niggas gon' bleed. Guess it's that time of the month. I done came up from the mud. They said I'd never be none. They said I'd never be rich. They said I'd never be anything. I told them, get off my dick. Get away from me. If I was you, I'd watch what you say to me. Snakes all in my bed, wanna lay with me. Say no motherfucker, why you play with me? Don't play with me, that's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love.
All right, man, that was Joyner Lucas, man, fresh off of that Eminem feature with his own shit. I love. How you feel about it?
A whole lot different from spitting with Eminem to trying to sound like Juice WRLD. Like, I think Joyner Lucas is a better artist than this. I don't really like the repetitiveness of it, though.
It's kind of catchy, though.
It is. If it wasn't Joyner Lucas, though, like, if this was YBN Neymar,
okay,
something like that, then I get it. But I just expect a lot more bars. From Lucas.
Yeah, Joyner Lucas. I'm interested to see what type of music he make. He may be one of them cats that can just rap and not make good music,
yeah,
though.
That is true.
That's very possible. Yeah, y'all be on the lookout for his shit, ADHD, coming out, I think, this week. All right, question of the week, man, before we get ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Winehouse has a tour coming up.
Okay.
How, you ask? Obviously, Amy Winehouse is no longer with us.
Yeah.
She has a hologram tour on deck. Yes, they will have a hologram of Amy Winehouse with a live band accompanying her on. They don't know how many city tours it'll be. It's in development right now, but it is happening.
Them tickets probably higher than them all.
They have to be, because them holograms
is
not cheap.
It's a million a show.
Woo. The question, though, is it time for a Biggie or a Tupac hologram tour?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm going to that.
Nigga, hell yeah, I'd go to that shit.
I am 100%, and they need to do it together, actually. The Biggie Tupac hologram forth with the hits.
Nah, that's whack.
Nah, that's fire.
Because it wouldn't happen in real life.
That's the beauty of it.
It
ain't gonna happen in real life, period. So I might as well get the best for both. Like, what I'm not gonna do is pay $250 for the Pac one and then go pay $250 for the big one. That's what I'm not gonna do.
Yeah, making me choose some slaw.
Right. So I feel like you put them together, alternate them, you know, had a special guest. That'll be fire, to be honest. I'm definitely there.
Listen, the Pac, if I had to only go to one, I'm clearly going to the Pac tour, because he just got more content.
That big one gonna be live, though. You know, Puff gonna turn up.
Puff
a Biggie concert, nigga?
Puff gotta be there. All
right, so look. It's the Biggie one in MSG.
Okay.
Or, what is it? The LA College. What's famous in LA?
Staples Center, for sure. The Forum, yeah.
The Forum. Okay, the Forum.
Oof.
Which one are you going to?
Oof. Shit.
I got to go to MSG with Big, man.
Nah, I got
to
go to the Forum, dog.
I'm a Pac stan, but.
For sure.
I just think Puff would do something special with that.
Yeah.
Pause.
I think you got more opportunities for, like, collabs and shit in LA.
That's true.
Like Dre, Snoop, you know what I'm saying?
California love would be lit.
That's going to be crazy. I think this will happen. It'll take about 3 years, and it all depend on how this Amy Winehouse thing go, because them tickets are going to be sky high.
That is a fact.
Because unless they found a cheaper way to do the holograms,
yeah,
maybe that's it. Because it's been some years since Pac was at Coachella, which was lit.
Yeah.
I'd have been hot. I wanted to see that, too.
That is a fact.
All right, man. On Decker of the Week, playing off of the Pac hologram tour, we got a question from Instagram. Shout out to Micah_P_gang in this thing. He said, what's good, Animal Brown? Big fan of the podcast and all the podcasts on the network. Appreciate that. He wanted to get this question in before the mailbag mashup, which you guys should check out if you haven't. But that's all right. Better late than never. He said, with all of the craziness going on with Kanye, meeting with Trump at the White House, the TMZ thing, and the slavery was a choice talk, to see his effect with the black and hip hop community has gone with all the shenanigans. What do you think would be the effect if Pac was still alive and he turned into Kanye right now? So basically, if Pac was alive doing what Kanye is doing now, would we turn on him the same way people are turning on Ye?
I'm going to sound biased, and I just call myself a Tupac stan when I say no, and people are going to think it's just because I dislike Kanye West that much. But I don't think it would be taken as bad, because the difference between what Pac would be doing, and if I'm comparing it to what he did when he was alive, he adds context, and that's very important when you're talking about stuff like this and you're moving in the manner that Kanye West is moving. You have to have context adding to what you have going on. Like, you're going to look batshit crazy if you're talking about Free Larry Hoover with a MAGA hat on.
Right.
Just 2 years ago, you were Walt Disney. Like, you're all over the place, and it's never really backed up with, this is why I'm doing it. This is my concern. I want to move jobs back to America for this reason. Trump, I feel like you are my dad for this reason. Pac was always able to explain himself when he was talking about the Illuminati, when he was talking about his rape case, when he was talking about the beef with Big. Pac could articulate himself as well. Even if you don't disagree with me, we can have a conversation.
Right.
And the dangerous part about what Kanye West is doing, and the reason why people are so turned off right now, is because they can't even have a conversation with him. Like, it can't even be, okay, why do you think that Larry Hoover needs to be released? Why do you want jobs back in America? What does this have to do with your overall vision and views? You have to be able to say those things if you're sitting in the White House in front of the president doing what he did.
Right,
and that's the reason I feel like the people are completely turned off now. The backlash is worse than it has before. People looking at you real funny in the light, even more so than before, because you ain't got any context to what you're doing.
I think people, although I'm not disagreeing fully with what you're saying, but I think in today's climate, people would turn their back on Pac.
Okay. Well,
if he was doing that, because number one, he is of a generation that he's in our generation, but the social media generation is the younger people. The younger people don't have that same connection that we would have with a Pac.
Right.
Therefore, they don't give a shit about what he's done before in the 90s. When they, motherfuckers is out here like Juice WRLD, dude. They're born in 98, 99. They could care less about that shit that he did previously leading up to this. They would wear his ass out if he was doing the shit that he was doing. And you'd have a little more people sticking up for him than you do with Kanye right now, because he would be able to explain himself. But at the end of the day, people are fickle, dog.
And that's true.
I feel like they would flip even if he was making all the sense in the world. With all that being said, and I don't use this word a lot because I feel like it gets overused, Kanye is my boy. He was cooning in that White House shit, though, bro.
He was cooning?
He was cooning in that White House, bro. Bro, I swear to you, people throw that shit around too much. It's kind of like classic. It's kind of like trash. Anytime somebody does something that you don't agree with, you call him a coon. Like, I think that's whack. Yay, my boy. He was cooning in that White House, though, bro. I'm not even Trump didn't know what the fuck he was doing, dude. Like, that shit looked crazy.
Yeah, it looked like a Saturday Night Live skit.
But it didn't look real.
And I say that, and you're absolutely right, and I don't disagree with you that he was cooning, but what I will say is that this is finally a point in time where he's bringing up different issues that probably really are affecting people. Issues as to where you're talking about jobs, issues as to where you're talking about what's affecting black people. And now it's being painted in the picture like he's this crazy buffoon, he's this and he's that, because you could really have dialogue and conversation about what he's talking about. Now, it ain't just no shit that you pulling out your ass saying, right, Donald Trump is my spirit animal and I like the hat and I redid it and I put a new energy on it. All of that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's crap.
But when you come in there and you are talking about prison reform and you're talking about amendments and you're talking about taking back, like, these are real conversations. So, like, if you're going to bring all of this shit up, don't be up there like what you said, saying Trump looked like your dad, too.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I need context. Like, it's
dangerous. No, we need action. That's what we need.
And I think that he thought, and, you know, I ain't from the cape for Kanye West at all, but I think that he thought going up there and doing this would start or provide action. And it doesn't.
Maybe for him it does. Only time will tell.
You look crazy.
I mean, but on his, to be fair, in his on his IG when he was on it, I think he's off now. He was in Chicago and he was going around and having meetings with like blueprints and business mm-hmm. plans for mm-hmm. buildings and right. so. Like, who knows what that shit, if that is going to be his factory that he claims he's about to build. We don't know. But he was trying to do that. He's in Africa, right? He did say he was going to go to Africa. He's in Africa now. He's handing out Yeezys on camera. All white Yeezys on red dirt. I don't know how that's going to work. Those motherfuckers going to be cooked day one. Tough. But, hey, he did say he was going to go, and he's doing it, and he's handing out shoes. Okay, that's cool. But just we need more action and less talking. That's why people fucked with Cap. Cap, when he did speak, spoke with clarity, poignancy. He knew exactly what he wanted to say and how he wanted to get his message across. He said he was going to donate $1 million to 10 different charities. And guess what? He got to working on that shit. And he donated $1 million to 10 different charities. Like, he did what he said he was going to do without the rah-rah.
Or a chance
as well.
I'm going to change this. I'm going to buy the newspaper because I feel like it ain't being reported right what's going on in my city.
Actions.
I'm gonna give $1 million to the school systems. Like, and Kanye has the ability, I feel like, to do these things without going to the White House and talking to Donald Trump and upplaying what you think that he is. Like, if you want to put schools and stuff in Chicago, build schools. Like, LeBron didn't go to the White House to build a school. LeBron,
we didn't know that shit was even happening.
Yeah, like he built a school.
Yep.
And I say all of that to say, like, there's a mixture with Kanye West that always seems to dilute what he got going on as far as you want to do right, you want to do well, but you want so much attention for doing so. So the question starts to be, are you doing this for the attention or do you do this because you care?
Right.
Because you can provide jobs for people through your companies without having to go talk to Trump and just start the trend that way.
Yeah.
He do enough in merchandise and music as to where he can give a lot of people jobs in America.
True.
So what's the conversation with Trump about it? Like, I just don't get it.
Free Larry Hoover, man.
Come on, man. And like, if like, I don't even understand that at all. I mean, I guess as a Chicago person, I guess there's, you know, an initiative.
Yeah, it's over my head. Like, I don't know.
And I feel like that he did that to try to get black people back on his team, especially the black people in Chicago. Larry Hoover was big.
He fucked with Big U too. Ain't that there?
He
some
big
connection
in
with
LA.
That?
I mean, Big U more LA gang based. Larry Hoover, the gangster disciple. He started the gangster disciples in Chicago. So that's a big thing in Chicago. And GDs are everywhere, but they mainly in Chicago. So I feel like he did that to get people back on his team, like get the streets back on his team. And to be speaking for Hoover is almost, that's legendary shit. But yeah, with that being said, like, Donald Trump don't know that.
Yeah.
What Donald Trump knows is when he tries to go get that partner Larry Hoover and they're going to deny it, like, then he not going to be able to do that. Like, he's not getting Larry Hoover out of jail.
Yeah, he was cooning in that White House, bro. And I do not use that shit often. And he was bullshit.
I just wonder why he feel like that's what he think he got to do. If that's always been my question for Kanye West. Like you said, I think that he was cooning too, but I just don't understand why, as powerful as Kanye West is, does he feel like that he got to go these routes to get what he needs done. I didn't agree when it was the clothes. I don't agree with it now. It's even a more extreme as to what he's doing. I just don't understand why everything comes with what he does.
Absolutely, man. But shout out Michael_P, man, for the question. Dope ass question on Decker of the Week. New music out. Jordan Lucas, ADHD, supposed to drop on the 17th. Lil Yachty, Nothing to Prove, supposed to drop on the 19th. Yachty said he don't give a fuck, man. He ain't stunned y'all. He gonna drop his music.
I didn't got that bag. He ain't worried about nothing.
King of the Teenagers, all of that shit. Music that's already out, Belly Immigrant. You don't fuck with Belly?
Nah, y'all hyped him up too much, man.
Nah, he okay.
Group chat.
I haven't hyped him.
Other podcasts. He's been hyped too much for me. I ain't checking Belly at all. Where he from? Canada?
I'd have no idea where he's from. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
But he's white, right?
Nah, he's like
mixed.
He's other.
Okay.
But he be talking like real, like big dog Scarface shit though. Like, he was really for real deal in facts.
Right, check it out.
Rock
Marciano, Behold a Dark Horse. I was listening to that.
Rock Marciano.
Yeah, you fuck with him?
No.
Damn. What do you do to you?
I'm just not fucking with the Rock Marciano. I'm not saying it's trash or nothing. I'm just not fucking with it.
His new project is called Behold a Dark Horse. It's pretty hot.
Have you read Beheld a Pale White Horse?
I tried to read some of it. I haven't finished, though.
It's not a good read. Damn, I was going to start that.
I mean, it's a deep read, and it's a lot of...
You got to be focused.
Yes. It's a lot of unpacking you got to do, for lack of a better word,
A lot of decoding?
Yes.
It's
a good read, though.
I might check it out. Shot Glizzy, Fully Loaded. Shout out DC.
Shot Glizzy still around.
Yeah, he definitely still around. Rallo Conspiracy.
Rallo got a tape coming out.
No, it's out.
Is he getting out of jail?
Probably not. It's not looking good.
The funniest shit I think I've seen about that is nigga was like, free Rallo. They can't keep a real nigga down. Stop snitching. And then somebody retweeted was like, fam, this nigga basically been telling us for 7 years how he sold dope out of his own projects, where he's selling dope at now, and what he's doing. Ain't nobody snitched on him but himself.
That's a fair point.
Which I feel like was funny as fuck.
And finally, Quavo Honcho is out.
I have not listened to that Quavo.
That motherfucking Quavo is some slaw.
What? I can't believe you saying
woo.
That.
Woo! And I knew and I was afraid that it was going to be trash.
What makes it some slaw? Why is a Honcho album some slaw?
Bro, him by himself, bro, that style does not work dolo, bro. He doesn't have enough range. He just doesn't, man. Like, it's very simplistic.
I think we kind of feared this was going to happen, did we not?
No, I knew. I was afraid that this was going to be trash. And it is. And it is terrible. And I hate that because I fuck with the Migos heavy. But I do not like the direction of this shit going in, though. Like, whoever's next up, they got to do more. Hey, man, keep it light. Offset, make your shit 12 songs. Get a lot of features. And stay in your lane, dude, and just try to make some type of complex music. Add some layers to it somehow, some way. Do not do this Quavo shit.
The other two are more like bars, rappers. So it would it would sound better if they had features and rappers on there.
Exactly.
Right? So yeah, I think they'll do better because they'll have more people on there, and it will be more rangy, like you said.
Quavo's melodic, but bro, like his lyrics are too A B C 1 2 3, bro, and you get exposed on a 20 track project, bro.
So I've been hearing rumors though, Honcho Dreams.
That's a cool song though.
So is this like Nicki's song or is this based in fact?
That we don't know. That's what makes this one a little more intriguing.
Is Quavo did Quavo smash Nicki?
This sound like true story though. But that's a good song. I'll give him that. He won for 18.
Wait, so Nicki has got smashed by Nas?
Allegedly. I mean, they were dating. Different.
Allegedly.
They were dating.
Meek.
They were dating.
Safari.
You can't say you got smashed by somebody that you were in a full-blown relationship with.
Nah, Safari, Meek,
right.
Quavo.
Allegedly.
Gucci.
Stop. Stop.
I mean, hey.
You playing now.
Guess it's just because she's famous, though. It looks like it.
Yeah, it looks crazy when you're in the
public.
Because
you know the other people.
Right.
I guess.
That's it. Them niggas you named was over like a 10-year period. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Nah, it's me, Quavo.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years.
I mean, it was Safari for 20 years, nigga.
I don't even know why I counted him, actually. It was just to add another name on there, to be honest.
Fuck all that, though, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm slow motion, man. TSU homecoming this weekend. You ain't going to the Ville?
Nah, I'm resting my back.
You're done with it. That would have been the party you to go to. You don't want to hurt your back. Some old head stuff.
Rested.
I'm slow motion, man. I'm watching the baseball playoffs, man. Almost World Series time. Baseball is fire this time of year.
Yeah.
Be completely honest.
Nah, I'm going to be honest. This is the best sports time of the year, yes. Really. NBA tipping off.
Is this in April?
Yeah, March, for sure. April dope, too. Yeah. NBA tipping off, football in full swing, college and pro, and then you got the playoffs in the baseball.
Yeah.
So now you're right, and it's hold on though, because we rounding the year off. It's almost about to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to sit back and watch the games and chill out and shit. Hey, finish the year off strong, goddamn it. Whatever.
Yeah,
if you was finishing up a book, I'm sitting here talking about the book I'm trying to finish and shit. Finish that motherfucker up, dude. You got the business plan that you trying to wrap up. Hey, put the finishing touches on that.
That is
like, do not get sidetracked because it is very easy to do so. It's a doubleheader on tonight. It's a doubleheader on probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, it's easy. It's good to get chilly. nigga not want to leave the crib. Hey, man, throw your hoodie on and step out, man. Get the networking and shit, man. Close this year off strong.
That is a fact. Big things are come. Stay in there.
With that being said, I'm not doing much. I think my family going to be in town. We're going to chill out. We might go
Mom
hit
Duke
up.
Coming through?
Well, not Mom Duke-in-law.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're going to chill out, man. We'll hit some shit or whatever. But I'm low-key. I got to rest my back. I can't be having no back problems. I'm too young for that shit.
That's a fact.
28 years old, for God's sake. Do us a favor. Listen to the mashup if you haven't already. It's on our feed. It's on FSP's feed. Again, that's three of the shows on the network on one episode, answering questions that you guys sent in. Also, go to Facebook. Go to the Rap Chat. Go join the conversation. Most importantly, if you're on iTunes, leave a comment, leave a 5-star rating. We're trying to get to 100 before the end of the year. We're at 88. We're creeping on the come up, goddammit.
Yep. And also ask yourself, have you been to YouTube lately? Have you went to the Realville Media page? Have you been to youtube.com/Realville to check out all the content that we got online, whether it's Fresh for Dummies, whether it's FSP, whether it's On Deck, whether it be Copper Drop or anything else that you want to see from Realville? Go to youtube.com/Realville. You can subscribe there too. Get us to that 1,000 number so we start getting them checks from YouTube too.
There you go, man. New content coming around the corner.
Yes.
Until then, we out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.